you have mentioned that just after your diagnosis in that period, Tessa, you've talked about coming to a place of brokenness that was physical and spiritual. What did that time look like for you?
That was a pretty rough time. In the 6 months to a year after just, you know, being told there's something inherently wrong in your body, I continued to get physically sicker, and I had to basically watch my life be taken apart because things I'd always made so pivotal and built into such a huge part of my identity, I could no longer do. And that was emotionally devastating. And I got to meet very intimately a lot of my idols that I didn't know I'd been holding so tightly. And so physically, my body was almost useless. You know, you wake up every day and you're like, okay, can I get out of bed? I don't know. And realizing, okay, well, the things I've basically been living for, those are gone from my life. And having to deal with that and basically rethink everything I'd been doing and everything I understood about myself and what God had given me and what God expected of me and the path I was being built onto. I had thought it was very clearly and very strictly one thing. And I suddenly had to cope with the question, well, what if it's not? So it was a constructive time, but before it could be constructive, it had to be destructive.
How did you begin to understand and find a way to think about this condition, and how did you start to emerge from that period? Because as people hear you now, I mean, there's nothing but joy in her voice now, even as she's talking about, you know, the pain that she deals with on a daily basis. So how did you begin to emerge from that period?
I think realizing that, well, first the realization that there was a definitive point in time when God added this to my life, and then being able to move beyond that and see the beauty that he was working through it, and realizing I can say honestly, I cannot wish this away. A, because I don't know life without it, and B, because I do know what I have learned through it. And that was honestly one of the most moving revelations I could have had, because you can appreciate the weight of glory. And it's completely worth it.
So, Sophie, how did the idea of this film come into your life? As Tess's sister, I know that her story played a big role in you wanting to take this project, and it's become quite large, hasn't it?
It has. Yes. This film, the idea of this film was born in my mind shortly after Tessa was diagnosed, and it just kind of sat there for a while where I knew how powerful this life is when you see it up close, and I knew how difficult it was to understand. And I started to wonder, you know, like, what would it be like if we were able to share this with people? And as a filmmaker, I'm always looking for those types of stories. And as time went on, I began to realize this could work. I could do this. I'm in the perfect position, being so close to my sister who has such bad fibro. I could attempt to translate this life for people in a way that could be an incredible blessing. And thus far, that journey has been absolutely incredible, and it blows me away every single day because God is doing so much good through it. Our Facebook page has been viewed over 50,000 times by people all around the world.
Wow.
And so many people who have fibromyalgia have found us and have reached out to us and said, I love that you're doing this. This needs to be done. No one understands. Even a significant portion of the medical community do not understand. Mm-hmm. And even though it hasn't premiered yet, our film has already created countless situations, I'm sure, where people are actually sitting down with their loved ones and saying, this is what I deal with. And mm-hmm. I would love it if you could understand that a little bit more clearly. Because when it comes down to it, we really just need to listen to each other. Mm-hmm. For people who have fibro, explaining what they deal with is incredibly challenging. And if people aren't really willing to accept that challenge, they're not going to try to share. So people have been commenting on our Facebook page that they gave up 20 years ago trying to explain their fibro life to their spouse.
Wow.
And it's, God is doing so much good through this project.